This is Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
The big choice for many school and college leavers. Try for a degree and deal with student debt, or get on-the-job training. Now, for the first time, official figures show the total number of people becoming apprentices has passed 500,000 a year. At the same time, though, Labour say there need to be many more apprenticeships and they need to be much better quality. Newsbeat's politics reporter Dave Howard has more from Sandwell in the Midlands.
Woodwork trainees at Sandwell College, making window frames.
Just sharpening my chisels.
My name's Ryan, I'm 60.
And in comes an unusual visitor.
I want as many apprenticeships as possible that are of high quality.
Labour leader Ed Miliband spreading the word about plans to offer more apprenticeships and to give them a better reputation, more like university degrees.
Well, I think it's very disappointing that the figures today show that actually the number of apprenticeships are dropping.
Confusingly, Labour point to official figures out today and say that apprentice numbers have fallen year on year. The government look at the same figures, though, and say that overall apprentice numbers are up 4/5 since they took power. They're both right. None of it matters to Ryan, though.
Actually, I think it'd be hard still. I don't really think it would be that easy to find a job.
So when Ryan was 11 years old, the economic crash happened under the last Labour government's watch. Your strategy coming here talking to 16, 17-year-olds seems clear. Find people who don't remember what happened in 2008 and try and win their trust.
It's a very cynical view. It's nothing to do with that. This is a country not heading in the right direction at the moment because young people are saying we don't have enough hope, we don't have enough opportunity for the future.
This is Newsbeat.
Newsbeat.
So we were hearing earlier about Labour's new plan for beefed up apprenticeships. The party's leader, Ed Miliband, wants them to be as well regarded as university degrees. But while we had him for an interview, we wondered if you had any questions for the Labour leader. Turns out you did. Back to our politics reporter, Dave Howard.
Jan says most apprenticeships are just cheap labour exploited by employers.
We mustn't allow that to happen. Alongside the university admission system, UCAS, you'd have an apprenticeship system as one integrated process, so that you know that the apprenticeships that people are being offered are of decent quality.
Ruby in Devon: the only reason apprenticeships are going up is because people can't afford to go to university anymore.
We would like to cut the tuition fee to £6,000, and we've shown how we can do that. Equally, there are 50% of young people who don't go to university. I want young people to be able to follow their dreams and do what they want to do.
Hi Ed, hi Newsbeat, it's Charlotte in Bournemouth. What you're intending to put forward means that all of the people who are already in thousands of pounds of debt or recently applied to university could have simply got paid to do an apprenticeship?
Charlotte, the answer is no. Tax the bankers' bonuses and use that money to put young people back to work.
Hi Ed, it's Tom from Bury. I'm a 17-year-old apprentice on minimum wage. When will the minimum wage be going up?
The minimum wage for apprentices is incredibly low. What we can't have is a situation where people are essentially cheap labour and not being given enough to live on.
Two of the most liked comments on Facebook. Liam says, Ed, your party got us into this mess. Victoria adds, please thank Ed and his party for screwing us over.
We got regulation wrong. We've apologised for that, and rightly so. I'm a different Labour leader from the past. We've had 2.5 years of this government. Is it working? It isn't working. There is a different way forward that puts young people back to work, that creates those high-quality apprenticeships, and that's what I'm about.
BBC Newsbeat.